Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary Dezine, Exeter District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, February, Eating Disorder Awareness Month, and you've got some tips on how to help.
Yes, so February is Eating Disorder Awareness Month, as you said, and if you don't know much about how prevalent it is, I've got some statistics for you. In Kansas, 9% of people will have an eating disorder sometime in their lifetime, and this affects everyone, all ages, all races, all genders. However, females are 2 times more likely to have an eating disorder. The cost in Kansas, there's a productivity loss of $432.5 million. And that's not even looking at, you know, hospitalizations, ER visits, all those other loss statistics. So it's definitely something that we want to talk about, educate people about. Common signs of an eating disorder could be preoccupation with weight loss, food, calories, or dieting, maybe refusal to eat certain foods or eliminating entire food groups, making excuses to avoid meal times, withdrawing from friends, extreme concern with your body size and shape, all those types of things. Physical signs, you know, you may see a noticeable fluctuation in weight. It could go both up or down in someone with an eating disorder. That person may have difficulty concentrating. They may have physical symptoms like dizziness, feeling cold, sleep problems, dental problems, all those types of things. And there are all different types of eating disorders, but those are just some general signs and symptoms. How to help someone with an eating disorder. So family and friends are often key to encouraging loved ones that have eating disorder or body image issues, whether they're aware that there's a problem or, you know, they may be afraid or ashamed to seek help, or they may be unaware that the problem has grown into what it is. So family is key, and really the first thing is learning more, educating yourself, learning more about eating disorders, practice what you want to say, and then find a time where you can talk privately with that person, be honest with them, let them know your concerns, stick to the facts, being firm. You know, a lot of times people may be resistant to trying anything or any change, but really, you know, being prepared for those negative reactions. People are going to respond differently. Reiterate your concerns. Let them know you care. Leave the conversation open. That person may circle back. And really encourage them to seek professional help. Finding a doctor or a therapist, maybe helping them find that doctor or therapist is really a key to getting them help. So there's a lot of information out there. NationalEatingDisorders.org is a great site. They have all kinds of information on symptoms, warning signs, knowing what to do, learning more about all the different types of eating disorders. Again, that's nationaleatingdisorders.org. It's a great resource. So just something to think about this February and all year long, really. But raising awareness in February is the goal, and just letting people know that there are resources out there, and helping someone that may be struggling.
Always good to spread awareness and get the help that you need. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.